Parashat Masseh begins with a laundry list of locations. The entire itinerary of Am Yisrael as they traveled in the desert for 40 years. This is the concluding segment of Sefer Bimidbar, and it is most perplexing as to why Hashem feels it's important that we know about all of these places. This is the first and only time we hear about some of these locations. Why does the Torah find it so important that the entire itinerary be listed out at length in this week's parasha? You might argue very simply, there is a prohibition to return to Egypt. And according to some, you needed to know exactly the route they took so that you don't take the exact route back. Okay. But Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, the chief rabbi of Israel, former chief rabbi of Israel in Tel Aviv, offers a different interpretation. Rabbi Lau explains that, can you imagine what it was like for 40 years, 42 moves, every single year packing everything up, putting it over your shoulder, the Mishkan, the Kelim, their tents, their homes, all of their livestock and cattle, taking it with them to some undetermined location for some undetermined period of time, and then picking it all up and going again. For 40 years, can you imagine how many times they just wanted to give it all up? What is this promised land we're going to? I just want to settle down already. Why is this taking so long? When are we going to get there already? Are we there yet? And yet, they didn't. They kept going. They made it through the Midbar, 42 places. They entered Eretz Yisrael. They had Nevi'im, Shofetim. They built the Beit HaMikdash. And the rest is Jewish history. All because that initial generation in the Midbar, in the desert, kept going. They had emunah that they will reach their goal. The day will come. And indeed it did. The message is clear. We must have emunah, be optimistic. No matter how many days, no matter how many stops our individual, communal, national journeys entail until we reach our goal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us to our destination soon enough. We have to stay steadfast, even if it feels like it's going to take a long time, because for all we know, this could be stop number 42, and even if it's not, we will reach stop number 42, and Geulah will be at the door.